Take me to the sitting down. Just when you thought it was safe to be a piece of historic ornamental concrete, we learn from Seattle Center that the old Civic Arena gargoyles, the very same gargoyles famously rescued 2 years ago by the man sitting right over there, have been taken to the city dump. Felix Bunnell is our resident historian, and I heard about this for the first time yesterday.
I did too. Crosscut posted a story by a writer named Brandon Davis. We're going to hear from Brandon in a moment about what happened, but first, listeners might remember that saga that unfolded almost exactly 2 years ago. The old Mercer Arena at Seattle Center next to KCTS was slated for demolition to make way for the Seattle Opera's new headquarters. Now, the building had been gussied up for the 1962 World's Fair, but at its heart was a 1928 structure once known as the Civic Arena or Civic Ice Arena. Now, I wondered in my story how much of the ornate old 1928 facade was hidden behind the 1960s brick. I reported that all the consultants, all the Seattle Center staff, all the opera staff assured me, oh, there's nothing left behind there. They got rid of that in 1961 when they put that brick wall up. Of course, the very next day, I'm standing there like Geraldo Rivera with my Lake Washington fellow kangaroo, Bill Wixie, and we watch, dumbfounded, as the bricks come down, and there's the 1928 building, as if a ghost or something had crawled out of the grave, completely intact. It was frightening. I remember my knees feeling weak. And right away, the demolition crews, they start tearing it down. Like, we didn't pause a second, including these gargoyles sitting on these four columns in front of the doors. So, you know, we had our cameras rolling. I had my phone. Bill had a guy from Q13 shooting with a real video camera. Anyway, ultimately, two of those four gargoyles were preserved, and they promised the Seattle Center they'd be used somewhere in the center. They'd be, you know, honor the tradition, the history. But late last month, something went wrong, and this is Seattle Center spokesperson Deborah Doust.
The grotesques were outside the Seattle Opera at the center, the building, you know, the former Mercer Arena. And they were being held there until we determined a place for them to be on the ground. And then one day they were taken away.
Simple as that. They were taken away. So the term grotesque, she used, that's sort of interchangeable with gargoyle. It's a little pedantic, but, you know, gargoyle, grotesque, whatever. Anyway, I asked Deborah, who took the gargoyles away and why?
It was part of our maintenance crew. They were responding to requests to clean up some of the debris that was left over from the center construction.
So they're just following orders, they say. It's not Deborah's fault, but it's still unclear exactly who dropped the ball and let the old gargoyles be taken away to the dump when they were supposed to be saved. Now, I mentioned Brandon Davis. She writes for Crosscut. Her office is in the old KCTS building right there. She told me she used to walk past their gargoyles sitting on a pallet behind the new opera building. And she sort of became attached to them. She'd check in on them every week or so. Like, they were like her little friends there. And unfortunately, last month, she took a business trip.
I was out of town. I was in Boston at a conference the week before, when they actually apparently had been moved. So, of course, I felt horrible that I'd gone to this conference in Boston and missed the moment that I could have thrown my body over the gargoyles.
I like Brandon. I think I would get along well with her. We understand these attachments to these inanimate objects and this sort of and irrational thoughts about them. One question that many people are asking is, which landfill did the gargoyles get taken to, and can we mount a search? I asked Brandon Davis how far she's willing to go to try and find the lost gargoyles.
I am not sure at this point. I mean, I made my calls. I can leave more messages. I have to tell you, I don't feel optimistic about the landfill possibility. But, maybe they're out there. Maybe this article will spawn swarms of citizenry going out to the to the landfill looking for these things. I mean, it's pretty recent that they disappeared.
Oh, it's going to be like an archaeologist 1,000 years from now finds them, wonders how they got there.
Well, there's a couple theories. There's one theory is that maybe they got diverted in someone's backyard and their lawn ornaments.
Ah. No.
And Deborah Doust, I reached out to her late last night about what landfill they actually went to. Haven't heard back yet. And I'm not ready to give up hope. And I think I'm going to borrow $100 from John Curley. And I'm going to offer a reward. I'm serious. I put a bounty out there for information leading to the recovery of these gargoyles. Heck, I'll even take you to lunch at the food circus and take you for a ride on the monorail. We'll celebrate.
Really?
I'm offering $100. Even if Curley won't lend me $100, I'm going to put up $100 for a reward. I think it's worth trying to find these gargoyles. And I think our listeners out there have the power, the drones, the ability to get to reach out to City Hall, figure out where these might have ended up. And
well,
find
for lunch
them.
At the food circus, I'll keep my eyes peeled. Is the Belgian waffle place still there?
I don't think so, but no. There's plenty of other good modern 21st century choices.
All right. Felix Bunnell, our resident historian, all his pieces are on display at mynorthwest.com.